Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. I am excited to have a very dear friend of mine who has been on this show a number of times already, actually, which I think is awesome. So welcome to the show, Meg.
Thank you so much. I'm so stoked to be here.
Oh, I'm thrilled. So tell people who you are and what you do.
Oh my goodness. It's forever changing, isn't it?
Constantly.
One thing that is consistent within my work and within what I'm most passionate about is that I am a nervous system and business strategist, and I am obsessed with supporting people and getting unstuck in their lives. And I do this specifically with rapid resolution therapy, of which I am literally obsessed with. So
I love it. And I can definitely attest. And I actually might link the episode that we put out on your show about rapid resolution therapy, because it was something that I didn't know I needed, but it was very beneficial for me last year and has continued to be very beneficial. So there's so much information about that, but I love that. I love that you share that. Can you tell people why is nervous system regulation so important when it comes to business?
Nervous system regulation, nervous system rewiring is an essential piece of building your empire, because your nervous system is an extension of your business. So imagine if you are feeling super dysregulated, super reactive, and in a place of scarcity. And it's like you're in this place of wanting to grow and scale and evolve and expand your business, but you're feeling really unsteady, if you will. Your foundation has a lot of leaks, cracks in it. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can grow your empire, but if you don't have that dropped in regulated state to be able to support yourself in continuing to grow and expand, yes, it may grow, and more than likely it's going to come crumbling down. So because our nervous system is our business is an extension of ourselves and our nervous system, mm-hmm. if we are dysregulated, our businesses are going to be dysregulated, right? So the more dropped in, the more regulated, the more we can rewire our nervous system, our subconscious mind, mm-hmm. the greater we can build our empire from. So you're really working on sealing those cracks, sealing those leaks within your foundation to really build this strong foundation to grow and expand and evolve. And so that is what nervous system regulation does. It gets you online.
And so I love that explanation. As somebody who is listening to this and maybe hearing this for the first time in this way, it also, as you say, building a stronger foundation, that means that you're not being like knocked over when things aren't going like you think that they should be, or you have to deal with some difficult conversations, or, you know, as we like to call the unsexy side of entrepreneurship that happens and we all walk through, and this is the space. So with that nervous system regulation, that also can help you. I like to look at it as like the highs don't get so high and the lows so low that we make it mean something about us that makes us stop what we're doing.
Yeah, we're no longer going on those roller coaster rides, right? Like I remember sharing before when I was in network marketing, I remember just being so stoked when, you know, I hit this next level, and I'd just be like, yeah, like sprinting down the hallway. And then all of a sudden I would just crash when something didn't work, mm-hmm. right? It's just like I was so emotionally attached to the outcome and attached the meaning to the outcome that my nervous system was just like high and then low, high and then low, high and then low. And it's just like, it was so dysregulated. So no wonder why my results within that business were all over the place. I had some really, really high experiences within that business, but then I'd have a lot of really low lows. And I think a foundational piece to support people specifically with network marketing, not that we're talking about network marketing today, but I feel like that's a huge asset in the conversation for people to build their businesses is getting into that space of regulating their nervous systems, because it's the more regulated you are, the more regulated your business is going to be. So when you see these people creating these 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, some people, million-dollar months, right? They are so dropped in. They are so regulated. And I like to say rewired. I mean, I have my program Rewire, right? And it's really rewiring your nervous system to get back in alignment, to get back online so you can be able to hold more. So the more regulated your nervous system is, the more you can hold, the more you can attract, the more you can create, the more that you're able to call in, right? So sometimes if we look at people who are building these huge empires, it's like, how are they doing it? Well, my bet is that they are diving deep into the support to regulate themselves minute by minute, moment by moment, right? So no matter what's occurring on the outside, inside, you still feel like this dropped in, aligned, regulated state. So it's not reacting, it's responding to what might be coming your way.
I love that explanation. I know so many people will be able to relate to that. And that is something I know I've learned firsthand from you. We shared it on your podcast recently, and I've openly talked here on the show about learning so much about myself this last year from literally a whole lot of shit going wrong, to be honest, like just learning how to navigate it. And you shared a video with me of myself last August. And I can tell, like, I honestly didn't recognize myself. I did not recognize myself. There was this level of anxiety that was so jittery on the Zoom, on this call that we were on, that even watching myself, I could feel it again. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I could just feel this unsettled energy. In all fairness, a lot of things were going wrong or challenging at the time. They really were. And it's interesting now because I still have a lot of things that are not necessarily going smoothly, but my reaction is very different to it. And I just want to share that because I feel like we feel like when things sort out, then I'll figure that out. When I get through this stress, then I will figure that out. The invitation I find is, can you do that work when shit is actually hitting the fan? Like, can you find a way to do that? And I think that's actually lines up with one of the taglines I've heard you say before. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. That is the tagline for Rewire. Innovative tools to support you when your inner shit is hitting the fan. Right? Because let's be honest, especially you mentioned like the unsexy side of business. I call it the dark side of business. The more you grow and expand, the more customers you have, the more clients you have, the more reach you have, the more network you have, the more community you have.
Yeah.
You're going to face more obstacles. It's just like, that's just science, right? That's just how it works. And so when you have these tools to support you, like I've been navigating some dark shit lately, right? It's just not so awesome things. It's just like, oh, I would love for this not to be happening right now. And if I avoided it and I didn't address it, it would be manifesting in my body, right? I would be trying to navigate through this. And of course, that's going to come into a place of dysregulation, right? So by meeting these things that you're being faced with head on, it's like, yes, how can I support my body? How can I support myself in this moment when my inner shit's hitting the fan, when I have to address these things that aren't so pretty, that aren't so glamorous, that aren't so sexy? How can I come from this dropped in regulated place to really draw the line in the sand of what you're no longer willing to tolerate, what you're no longer willing to accept as the norm in your business? Because this is what's required for you to continue to grow and expand to that next level, right? And if you don't have a regulated nervous system, sure, you might deal with these things that are coming up, but it's going to come from a very reactive place, a very emotional state, where we're either driving from fear or we're driving from anger, right? And so the more regulated you become, the more you realize that, hey, I can come and address this from like a really emotionally intelligent place. Again, this comes from having a regular nervous system. So it's like, I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm not attached to any meanings that are connected within this. And I'm not going to come from a place of fear or anger. It's like, how can I, because with fear and anger, it's just really letting our conscious mind know that there's something to get done. Our subconscious mind is trying to tell us we need to get something done. Conscious mind's like, okay, taking in this information. Yeah, we might operate from a place of fear or we might operate from a place of anger, but guess what that also does? That cuts off all of your intuition, your wisdom, your joy, your creativity, all of that good, juicy stuff, right? So the more regulated you are, the more dropped in you are, the more you're able to operate from that light of wisdom at the center of your being that only knows this creativity, this intuition. Mm. Now I'm going down the rabbit hole of RRT, but...
No, but it's a great rabbit hole. And I think that like the invitation, which I'm going to tie into what we want to talk about today, is also in the sense that when you can come from that regulated space, you take the time that you need to respond in a way that serves you. You are clear on the boundaries that you have and what you require to be in your space, which, just so you know, like, have the boundaries. Like, you can do all those things. You should absolutely do those things. And then you also come from a space of, like, your intuition deepens. Like I've shared, I have had a program in my mind on the works for the last year. Every time I get ready to do it, I'm like, nope, that's not it either. Like, it's this weird. Whereas a year ago would have been like, okay, let's put it out there, create it, and then it flops. And now I make that mean something about me. Now it's very much in a different regulated state. And for somebody who never spent time in learning this in like ever, that was never, ever, ever a priority, I can see firsthand how important it is. And when I feel off, that's almost always the first thing I go back to. It's like, okay, what do I need? Old version was like, I need a harder workout. I need to push more, right? Now it's like, no, where do I need to listen? And it's like, oh, we're going to the cold plunge. We're going to the sauna. We're doing, you know, this, we're doing a deeper meditation. It's so interesting to watch that growth and be open to it. Right? Just be open to it. Mm-hmm. So I just think there's so much there with that. And I will definitely make sure I link that episode in the show notes because it really does explain a lot of RRT, rapid resolution therapy, with the work that you're doing. And it is something that I know I will be called into in the next, whenever that timing is right, because I can see firsthand the benefits of it. It has really made a big difference for me in not just business, but business and life.
No. And I agree. Like watching that video of you, I was like, far out. And that's why I sent it to you. I was like, who is this person? You're not even the same person. It's so, so wild to witness. And also, I'm so proud of you for taking that sacred pause to get into the incubator, right? Like, as I've shared with you, you know, especially as generators, and we're in this, you know, we're surrounded by this push and, you know, masterclass after masterclass, program after program, like the age of Aquarius, I call it the age of information overload. Like there's so much information, right? So then we can kind of get into this pulse of like, I have to create, I have to innovate, I have to keep going, I have to keep creating, I have to keep generating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you choose to. However, if it's not energy rich, if it's not completely dropped into just allowing all of this art to unfold. Art can't be forced, right? And so when you're in this space to take that sacred pause to create, I'm so excited for you to bring it to fruition. It's because it's coming from this dropped in regulated place. It's not coming from a place of, I need to bring in more money or I need to create another offering. I need to. It's like, no, this is art that you're creating, right? And we, as I said, you can't rush art. So it's allowing yourself to be in that space to incubate. And it's going to be so dense in energy, right? Like rich in energy, not dense, rich. It's going to be so full. So I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. These are just like this, so much growth, so much change. And I'm celebrating all of it. Like I can say firsthand that I know it works because I've definitely seen changes in my own business and in my own personality. Like honestly, just in how I'm navigating things in such a different way. So
it's an invitation if you're listening that keep looking for things that can support you, because it might be the complete opposite of what you would have thought. Again, being the masculine my entire life and always in a push more and being rewarded for doing that, doing this work probably even 2 years ago would have been like, that just seems kind of silly. Like, is it actually doing anything? It does. So that's the invitation. There's lots of things and tools that are available, and keep exploring, because you deserve to feel really good in your body, in your life, in your business. Like, I think that's a big piece of it, that invitation. And so speaking of invitation, you and I, Meg and I connected probably 4 years ago in a mastermind. Yeah, I guess it would be almost 4 years ago now in a mastermind. And it was a very big mastermind. There was a lot of people in it. We still connected there. We actually ran circles in very similar things for years before that. We were both at Lori Harder's event. Were you at the 2018, the Bliss event? The Bliss?
I didn't go to that, but I went to Peter Kelly's event.
In Arizona?
Yep.
You were in that room when I spoke? I don't think I knew that. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's so funny. When I went to that event, somebody gifted me a ticket the week before. I knew I was meant to be there. And I pulled a flight like literally out of my butt the day before. Got to Arizona. I actually roomed with people I'd never met before. Got into the room. It was like midnight. Didn't know these people. Climbed into bed with a total stranger I'd never met before. Yep. The next morning, woke up and see, this is what it takes sometimes to get into the rooms. I'm just saying, like, you stretch yourself. And I got there, and the next morning, the one girl woke up and she's like, Janessa, there's somebody in your bed. Anyways, I had to share that. You got to do these things. And I made an agreement with myself that I would play full out. Like, I'm like, you don't know anyone in the room. You're going to play full out. And I always remember Alexi Panos asking the question, like, what is the one thing you wish your audience knew about you and you wish you could share? And it was like that. I was so tired of being told I was strong. And and it was a choice to choose to be strong. That opened up the doors for me putting my book ideas together, for spending time. She has been in my DMs multiple times in like encouragement and ways. Like, that event opened up doors that I couldn't have imagined. And I think it's an interesting piece. I've talked about this before, but it's an interesting piece that when we make an investment in something for ourselves, our business, whatever that is, we tend to think that, you know, when is that going to return on investment going to happen? How fast is it going to happen? How fast am I going to make that money back? And that, yes, you have to have an idea for context of what your intentions are for doing it. But at the same time, also knowing that your return on investment can be for a very long time. Like, I'm still making returns on that investment. So it's not immediate then. Sorry, that was a backstory, but I had to share that because of this. That's hilarious. I don't think I remembered that we were in the same room. Anyways, so we went from a mastermind together into our NLP practitioners, and we took the NLP practitioners, and it opened up my eyes, and I became very curious to learn a little bit more. As I continued to go on and study things further, I can say I don't know if I really, like, I know so many different things differently now, probably because I've applied it as opposed to just learning it from practitioners. But we did practitioners, then we took a year off. We then did our master prac together. And then during our master prac, when you do that, we did an in-person immersion where there was a board breaking ceremony. And from there, we decided to create a virtual mastermind with myself, you, our friend Julie, created what we couldn't find in the space. We all are always saying that, like, here's your invitation, create what you can't find. And then it slowly continued to grow. We've supported each other in business for like the last 18 months in the online space. Again, having support when you're doing some of the unsexy, the dark sides of business and entrepreneurship that are not easy. And then there was a time in January where I was at an event. It was an incredible event, but I kept feeling and hearing people talking about like this pedestal effect that, you know, we've got speakers who are here and the audience was here and I'm not where I want to be. And this, and I just kept feeling that. I'm like, I just don't like this. I don't resonate with this feeling of pedestal. I like the idea of we're all pulling up a chair because we're all learning from each other. And I had this drop down, like download at this event that, oh, you're going to be creating your own event and it's going to actually be completely opposite of, not that this was pedestal, but it's going to be not pedestal idea. And I was like, oh, Meg's going to be part of it. I'm like, where'd that come from? Like, it was just this like download. And then the conversation started to open. So I would just love to know what some of your thoughts and how we came up with this idea of what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. My mind is just like swirling and twirling with all these fun little things to share and say, and to make it concise and short and sweet. So I remember reaching out to Marsha. I was like, I'm calling. So for my tagline for Chrysalis, calling you up to join forces with me to play in the realm of infinite possibilities. And I was like, I remember you're like, oh, you should work with this person. I'm like, you know what, Marsha, I'm so done with I have an abundance of mentors I'm working with. I'm in masterminds. I was like, I am calling myself up to join forces with me to play in the realm of infinite possibilities. Right. So I was like, that is like my motto for 2024. My word is expansion. And so, okay, I know for this next level, I need to get in the rooms. I need to get into community. I need to get into more spaces. And so I started to kind of play around with all these different groups. And as much as I loved them and they were great, I was like, there's got to be something else out there that's different. Mm-hmm. And being the innovators that we are, I was like, Marsha, you know what? I think we got to create our own space. I think instead of trying to mold into these different spaces that are amazing, I think it's time to create our own. So I was in meditation. I had this huge like epiphany drop down download where I was like, oh my God, like we're going to create a room for people to join forces with. We're going to create a room to set the stage for kicking down the pedestals, right? To ensure that everyone feels seen, heard, supported, connected, celebrated, a space where they can co-create and celebrate and all the things. And I had this vision of this big, huge, sold out stadium with Marsha. I was like, far out, crazy. So anyways, I shared all this with Marsha. And she had the same vision, similar vision. And so we're like, let's create our own room. And so from what Marsha has shared and from what I've shared, clearly we have formed an alliance. And so we're like, what are we going to call this collaborative workspace? It's like, obviously, alliance. Like,
obviously.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. But I wanted to speak quickly because we have a big picture vision of like, you know, I always talk about the staircase model. So top tier, like this is where we're headed, sold out stadiums, right? Mm-hmm. And there is this conversation around the pedestals and it's just like, you know, your neck's getting sore because you're just like so in awe who's speaking on stage. And that's not happening in our spaces. And I'll never forget going to a event recently in September where there was one speaker who I was like, who is this woman? How have I not ever seen her before? Her name is Allison Bird. I was like, in that moment, I was like, I'm going to work with her one day. Well, guess what? I'm working with her this week. Side note. But she came into, I don't want to say the audience. She came into the space where we're all seated and she touched me. She looked at me. She spoke to me in her speech. And I was like, oof, like right now, my whole body is flooded with shiver. So this is the invitation for what Alliance is all about. You will legit be flooded with shivers being in the room. This is where the conversations hit different. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a moment in time where we're like, wow, I prayed for this. I seriously prayed for this room and now I've manifested it. It's come to fruition. Like seriously, it's just like next level amazing. So I just wanted to share that because there, I know over this last week, I was really sick and I was like down and out with all what I was feeling. I was like taken as like a sacred sign, like I need to get some things cleared out, set some boundaries, clear my energy leaks. And in the same breath, I was like, Googling, like looking, I was like, I need to activate my throat chakra. I need to activate my voice. I was like, this is what I need. And literally, Marcia, I got an email from Allison Bird where I was just like, her words, mm-hmm. activate your throat chakra. I was like, okay, here we go. I prayed, I manifested, and here it is, right? So for those listening, I know you're praying. I know you're manifesting this collaborative workspace. I know this is something that you are deeply desiring. And guess what? It is coming to fruition on Wednesday.
Yeah. It is something. Thank you for sharing everything you just did there. And I'll make sure it's all in the show notes. It is a weekly call. It is not we're not calling it networking. Oh, and balloons. We have balloons now on Zoom. We're not calling it networking. It's like a collaborative community is what we are really creating this space. And I keep seeing the vision of like, it's like pulling out the chair, because here's a really big piece in that, you know, so many times we're looking at like, who can I work with? Who can I learn from? And I heard Laurie Harter say this, and it has stuck with me in the sense that like, who you're connecting with in your spaces now could be the people that as you continue to rise and grow in so many different ways. So I think back to, you know, 4 years ago, there was probably 100 people in that mastermind. It was big.
It was huge.
It was huge. And that's not really where I learn best. I do know that now. And when it's super noisy and very like in your face kind of push, that's my whole body goes like, yeah, no, I'm out. I just pull back. And so we don't want that. We want it to be an inviting space. And it is going to have like very in-depth conversations, thought-provoking conversations, ways for you to grow and connect and collaborate. And your next person who might have an idea, or you might be able to support each other in something, could come from this space. So that's the invitation that we want to, I'll make sure everything is in the show notes. But the big thing is that here's your invitation to create what you wished would have existed, like something you wish you would have been able to have access to. That's literally what we're doing. It can evolve a number of different ways, but this is where we're starting.
Yes. And I'm like so excited about it, because it's like, you know, one of the taglines is get into the room where the conversations hit different, right? So this is a space for the entrepreneurs to evolve and expand, right? This is not for the wallflowers. This is not for a space to come and hang out and loiter. This is a space for you to be of contribution, right? We want to see you. We want to be like, I think the biggest regret, like if we want to go deep here, and if you're in our world, we go deep, right? Mm-hmm. But working when I was in my past life, working as a nurse, I love working with geriatrics, but I would sit with them and talk and, you know, often ask like what their biggest regrets were. And it was like that they didn't execute. They didn't say this is my language, but they didn't execute their big picture visions. They didn't take action in what the things that they really wanted to bring to life. Right. And so this is a room for you to be like, you know what, this is a safe space for me to be supported, to be seen, to be heard, to be celebrated, and to connect with like-minded individuals who want to see you flourish, who want, like, I want to see you. I know you want to see them. I just want to see everybody share their magic and medicine. Like that's, mm-hmm. that is the potency of what is going to shift the energetics of humanity, right? Is to show up and to be seen and to be supported. And this is what Alliance is all about.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I honestly thank you so much for sharing that. And for, again, I'll make sure everything's in the show notes, but we just want to be able to have this moment to share what this vision was and why we feel called to do it. And at the same time to, you know, give you permission to go and create what you desire and you wish you would have had. And as I say that, I'm looking down right now at the board that I broke, and Meg has hers. We, in our master practitioner, because I think this ties into this, when we did our master practitioner, we wrote down on one side of the board what our limitations, our limiting beliefs, the things that we were stuck on. And on the other side, we wrote down what we're creating, what that looks like. I don't think I've pulled mine up for months. And Meg asked me this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's right there on my bookshelf. And I turned around and I read the side of my limitations, and I didn't resonate with one of them. Like I'm not saying I don't have limiting beliefs now because I'm human and I do. And that's the whole piece is that we expand into different versions. But when I looked at the other side of those limitations, I was like, wow, that is an old version of me. And I think it's really important that we celebrate those old versions and that growth because, you know, again, that was part of the stepping stone to get to here. Mm-hmm. As messy as that time was, right? We had to be able to go through that piece. So I just wanted to share from my standpoint of that if I look at my old limiting beliefs, there's too many to even write here, just to be honest, but I'll share one that really stands out is that my relationship and my health have to suffer to grow my business. Mm-hmm. And I forgot I wrote that. So for the last year and a half, one of my mantras, well, last year for sure, one of my mantras has been like, as my business grows, my relationships and health thrive. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny that it's actually like, this is what I'm talking about, speaking life into where you're going, what you're creating, what you're building, speak life into it instead of where you feel stuck right now.
So much yes to all of this. I love it. Speak life into what? Yes. So much. Yeah. You are unrecognizable. You are since our breakthrough day, since making this board. I know for me, I'll share one of my limiting beliefs was that no one is going to pay for my 10K mastermind. Well, we are in round two and it is sold out 12 times.
Yeah.
And the first time I was like, so the talk about incubator, right? Like I had this vision. I had this, I knew everything about it. And I was like, am I resisting this? I'm like, no, it's in the incubator. It's literally in the chrysalis right now. Like I can't force it. You can't force art, right? So I was in the incubator. And I remember like, this was like the biggest thing to launch to date for my business outside of like my one-on-one, but it was like a big deal. Big. And it sold out like in hot, like no time, right? And then I was like this, I remember being at this event that I just spoke about with Alison Bird, and we had to share with a partner like some of our biggest limiting beliefs. And I was like, I said aloud, I said, I lucked out the first round with Chrysalis Volume 1. Like I lucked out. No one's going to join forces with me again in Volume 2 for returning clients, right? And then two extras, beautiful souls joining in. So this is the power, the synopsis of what we're sharing today is like, this is the power of forming an alliance, right? Like Marcia and I have been together through the thick of it. I mean, I'm in her mastermind writing my damn book. Side note, do it. It is the best thing ever.
Thank you.
Stop being on the sidelines. Don't be that person on your deathbed when you're, you know, old and gray, like the geriatrics that I shared of having these things that you wish you'd always done. So say yes to write your damn book. But Marcia and I have formed an alliance. Like we have formed an alliance, and this is a beautiful way to join forces with us because we want to form an alliance with you too, right?
100%. Thank you for sharing that. And I can tell you that as we've mapped some things out, this will be, there's a lot coming with this platform with Alliance. And it's a chance for everybody gets to win. Like everybody gets to grow and change and evolve. And that just excites us both.
Yes. And what's really cool about all of this is that it's free. It's completely free. You know, Marcia and I have been doing a lot of brainstorming and, you know, masterminding about like our vision for this. And again, we didn't just be like, yep, we're doing this. It's taken time to curate this, right? It's been in the incubator and we're just like receiving all of the clarity, all the downloads that have come through in that spaciousness. But this is all freaking free, right? And it's just like, did you ever read The Go-Giver?
I love The Go-Giver. It's a great book.
Give more in value than you receive in payment. And this is the vision for Alliance and all the things that are to come as a result from joining forces with us. So it's an absolute no-brainer if you are an entrepreneur wanting to evolve and expand your business and yourself.
Amazing. 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 Thank you so much for being here, Meg. I love you. Might be like one of my highest returning guests that I've had, which I love. So I'll make sure everything is in the show notes. Since I've got you here right now, what is the version of Meg today? What lesson in life are you most grateful for?
Oh my goodness. I am so grateful that I dropped out of public speaking in university.
And why is that?
Because I have proven that past version of myself wrong. Because the vision that you and I have for Alliance is massive. Like, we're talking about sold out stadiums here, right? Mm-hmm. And so that younger version of myself that once believed that was on this board even 4 years, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, how many years ago, I don't know, that nobody wants to hear what I have to say, right? And so this is a result of the work that I've done in rewiring and coming to the space of, yeah, my soul is shit to do. I've got things to say and people want to hear what I have to say. So I'm grateful for that girl who I once was, who felt so unsafe to be seen. Her voice was shaking, and she did drop out. And I've proven her that it's okay to be seen and to be heard and to be supported.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here again today. And we will hopefully see some of you in Alliance. It will be all in the show notes that you get to connect with us.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.